very happy to be joined by, and again, I've referenced him as a Hall of Famer the entire morning, even though he's still in the National Hockey League. One of the best goaltenders of our generation. He is a lifelong New Jersey Devil and joins us right now on the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline. Martin Brodeur. Marty, how are you?
Good, how you doing, guys?
We're doing all right. You were looking sharp on television there last night. Are you making the move into television broadcasting?
Not yet. It's a little bit of hockey left in me.
Yeah, because you know, it's one of the things we wanted to ask you about, and I guess we see Joe Sakic, he's moving into the front office to maybe be a manager. Patrick Waugh is going to be a coach. When the career comes to an end for you, I mean, where do you see yourself? Broadcaster, coach, GM, what do you see?
Well, I definitely would love to stay in hockey somehow. That's, I guess, you know, you spend all your life doing something. It's something that you know and you love. So definitely being part of the organization that I played for so long would be a good thing. But again, I'm not 100% sure what the future will bring. This is, one little thing that I'm doing here this week with Hockey Night in Canada that I never did before. Just kind of see if something could be an interest for me later.
Lou Lamoriello, that's like being part of the mob. You almost like having mob ties within the hockey circles.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm in it already. It's hard to get out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they keep pulling me back in every time I try to get out. What's it like? Because obviously you would be in a different spot than, you know, say a Travis Zajac or one of the younger guys. You've been around Lou your whole hockey life. What's he like when you get away from the rink? Is there another side to Lou Lamoriello?
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, he's a really good person. You know, he's a good family man, and but definitely a lot of conversation I had was all about hockey. But you know, I think he got involved in different aspects of my life throughout the years, and you know, this guy, you know, he's quite a gentleman, and that's why he's such a people. People respect him so much. It's not just because of his hockey ability, but it's because of the person that he is.
Rhett Warner is here in studio with us, and we always we ride Warner a little bit hard. Every time you get another assist or another point, we kind of like, hey, Brodeur's catching up on you. Marty's going to catch you. It was still a bit of a gap, but certainly.
Yeah, the point totals are getting a little too close for comfort here, Marty. I think that maybe one more year and that's it.
Yeah, no, don't worry about that. But I still beat up a couple of my teammates, so.
Maybe Ken Danico might be a guy that, okay, Danico's got you by a little bit, but certainly one of those things that when you do go to the Hall of Fame and when your career is over, going to be a long time before we see goaltenders putting up points like you've been able to do in your career.
Well, the game has changed a lot. You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the position will move on. But, you know, there's some great athletes that are playing the game now, so it will be interesting to see.
Well, Marty, I only played 13, 14 years, but over the career, there's changes in the players, and the young guys coming up, they're different and stuff. You've played for so long, you've seen it all. I'm just wondering, what's the relationship like with the young guys? Has it changed over the years for you? Are you seeing more of a father figure in the room, or do you hang out with them as much? And are they the same as maybe 10 years ago?
Well, you know what? These kids are coming in, and they're young, and they're ready to be professional. Before, I think I needed a father figure or somebody to really show me along, and now you don't see that as much from the young kids. I think through their agent, their parents, and what life brings you now these days, these kids are more prepared to make the jump and play. But definitely, it's a job. You know, you see these young guys; they don't seem to enjoy the game as much as we did when we started. You know, they've been driven from day one to be professional athletes, and they are, I think, a lot more ready than we were maybe to be able to perform at a young age. But as far as, like, you know, having a relationship with young guys, it's definitely a lot different than they used to be back then.
He is Martin Brodeur, our guest here on the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline, Sports at 960 The Fan.
Marty, when you get to a certain point in your career, obviously you evaluate things differently after every off season. So what motivates you more? in 2012, making it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals and falling to the Kings, coming so close to yet another title, or a year like 2013, where you missed the playoffs?
Well, you know, it's you know, I don't really look at, you know, the way that the whole season went. For sure, for me, 3 years ago, we didn't make the playoffs. And it was a really tough time, you know, because you're getting older. You know, I didn't have a great season. Didn't really enjoy playing the game. And, you know, I had 1 year left on my contract. So now I was debating, what am I going to do? Is it going to be over? Or are we going to continue? And we had that great run. I think it's the atmosphere that, you know, the organization brings you. I think with our coach, Pete DeBoer, I think brings a lot of fun to the game. I think gives us a chance to win every single game. And I really got that fun back in the game when we did that run. And this year, even though we didn't make the playoffs, I had a lot of fun, you know. And for me, that's where, I know it's going to end eventually. But, you know, I want to try to push the envelope as much as I can because I know when I'm going to leave. And Ref, you could probably say it. When you leave, you're going to miss it, you know, and it's something that we as athletes, it's hard to leave when people still want you to play. And at the bottom line, you know, I'm fortunate that my organization, you know, values me and to be a top goalie still.
Well, you're fortunate that you can still get the job done too. I mean, it's not just the organization. They're lucky to have you.
But. And what have you always said? You've always said, hey, if play.
Yeah, if you can play and you can contribute and you can be part of something, you got to keep doing it because you can retire forever. And once you're out, you're not coming back. There's not too many Claude Lemieux that get a chance and get another shot at it. And even that didn't go that well. So any guys that I've ever talked to, I've always said, boy, if you have any chance to keep playing, I'd keep playing. And obviously you're looking at it that way as well. What's up for the rest of the summer? You're going to do some more broadcasting, or is it time to get away and just relax?
No, it's going to be time to get away. The kids are finished up their school year, so now I'm going to be busy for about 2 months. So it's going to be it should be a fun summer to get ready for the next season, and we'll see what the next few months will bring me as far as broadcasting. I don't know if I'm going to come back or not, but we'll see. We'll try to decide how good of a job I've been able to do to try to force them to bring me back.
Well, and you're bilingual. I don't think you'll have a hard time, Marty, quite honestly. You are going to have to keep training, though, because, of course, the Sochi Olympics are right around the corner, and we need a goaltender from all appearances. Suit them up. We'll see you in Sochi.
I don't know about that, but I definitely am going to work hard to be as good as I can and try to pressure them into trying to pick me again.
it is a topic of conversation. When you look across the landscape right now, I mean, Roberto Luongo has seen his role change in Vancouver. Carey Price is there. When you look at your competition, let's say that way, who do you see as guys that are going to be in that running?
Well, you know, I think we have some great young goalies. I think Carey Price, I think a lot of people are kind of down on him of what happened in the playoffs a little bit, but you have to remember, he had a great season, and he's a great goalie, and he's ready to take on different challenges. Cam Ward's another goalie. Mike Smith in Phoenix is another one. Luongo, with the experience he got, you know, he's been in two Olympics already. You can't count that out. I know he's been kind of a little roller coaster here and there in Vancouver, but there's a lot of young goalies that are waiting for that chance, and I was one of them back in the day, and I think it's a great opportunity for them to do something special.
Speaking of young goalies, and I'm interested in your insight here, Marc-Andre Fleury. His name has disappeared from that conversation. He's been such a winner over his career. I mean, he's been at the World Juniors. He already has a Stanley Cup ring. You're from the same neck of the woods. You've played against him tons of times. What he's going through right now, which appears to be maybe more of a mental block than anything, did you ever experience something quite like that? And, I mean, what would you say to Marc-Andre Fleury at a time like this?
Well, it's hard. Until he gets back in the net, you know, you can tell him all you want. You know, it's just going to make him feel good. That's about it. You know, I think he's just got to get out there and shake it off. And, you know, he is a tremendous goalie. You know, I got a chance to be with him at the Olympics in 2010. Spent a lot of time, and he's a quality person, and he'll get through this. But again, for him, it's about getting back in the net and try to just shake everything off. You know, it's definitely not a fun situation that he's going through. But you know what? You know, teams are there to win, and sometimes you have to take the hit as a goalie to just step aside and let somebody else do the job. But it's definitely not a fun situation for him.
Maybe it's not in your DNA, but was there ever a span early in your career where you questioned your own ability to stop the puck?
No, I do that every two games. You know, it's just it's hard. Goalies, you know, you go in, you have streaks that you think that ball is like a beach ball, and you know, other day you think it's like a pin needle coming at you. You know, it's just it's really a mental game, and you just gotta roll with the punches. And you know, when you play a lot of games, usually you're able to kind of ride the wave, and then you feel good about yourself. But everything, like anything, in playoffs, everything is magnified. So definitely when you make mistakes, I remember, I think it was in 94, you know, I was playing against Buffalo in the playoffs. You know, we won them in seven games, and we moved on to, you know, Boston. In the first two games, I didn't win. You know, I lost both games. Jacques Lemaire put Chris Terrarie in the net for the next two. We won both of them, got back in the series. We get home, he puts me back in the net, get a shutout. The following day, he puts me out of the lineup, puts Chris Terrarie to finish Boston. You know, so you never know the opportunities you're going to get, and so that's why I hope Marc-Andre is getting himself ready for this.
Martin Brodeur, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. We're watching the Detroit Red Wings right now and their run through the postseason. They're doing it in their first year without Nick Lidstrom. They've lost, they've had a number of Hall of Famers, Brett Hull, Steve Yzerman, and certainly Lidstrom will be. You went through something similar in New Jersey when obviously Scott Niedermeyer left. Hey, Rafalski left both the Wings and you, or, you know, Scott Stevens would be another guy. But you guys found a way, much like the Wings are right now, to persevere and come together as a team. How did that, I guess you would obviously have been a huge part of that, but between coaching and leadership within the room and the new faces that came in, obviously a huge challenge, but how did it work for you guys in New Jersey?
Well, you know, we just, it's kind of hard when you lose so many guys. You know, for them, it's through retirement, but for us, you know, it's been through retirement and, you know, free agency. But it's something that you just, I think it's what the organization, you know, like the expectation of the organization. So when you come in at a young age, depending, you know, no matter what, you know, it's just in you. You know, I think the coaching staff, the GM, just puts that culture in you to play a certain way and, you know, act a certain way, and because they know what winning is all about. And usually when you do that with the right leadership, you'll be all right.
Marty, when you retire and you look back over your career, what will be the one building you miss playing in? Obviously, the natural rivalry with the Rangers, with the Flyers, and that whole conference and that side of things. Or is there a special building that you have that you'll really miss playing in?
You know, it's hard. I think I'm missing it already, you know, because it's not there anymore. I wish I could have played there more with Chicago, the Chicago Stadium. Yeah. You know, I played one game. I wasn't scheduled to play in Jacques Lemaire again. I said, you know, they're going to put the building down. You know, I think it would be great for you to play. And he let me play that game. And I had a great time. I thought it was such a tough building to play in. And it was gone, you know. And now the new buildings, they're all the same. You know, I mean, there's no really one place that's a lot different than the other to a certain extent. There's no more ice advantage like it used to be back in the day with Buffalo, Boston, Maple Leaf Gardens, and Montreal Forum.
Hartford.
Exactly. I forgot that one.
Yeah. Will Montreal resonate as a city that you will miss going to? I know, obviously, they're very fond of you there.
Yeah, well, Montreal is always special. I think I really don't have to mention it. I think people know how much I care about the playing against these guys and you know, performing in front of my family and friends.
You'll be playing at Yankee Stadium this coming year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. You know, all these years, you know, looking at these outdoor games, and I knew that there's no way the NHL would have picked the Devils to play in any major outdoor games. So now that there's six of them, we get lucky and got one.
Everybody plays.
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick Waugh's been in the news this week, obviously. We'll see if it comes to fruition, but possibly taking over a role in Colorado. And kind of almost naturally, the old debate springs up, you know, Marty Brodeur or Patrick Waugh, and here you are still going at her. Was there ever a natural built-in rivalry between you two? Did you ever feel that?
Well, you know, I think when you play against each other so much, and people always making different comparisons about your career, I mean, it's hard to say no. But personally, you know, I've met Patrick and we became, you know, not good friends, but friendly enough to, you know, to know, to tell, you know, to say that we're friends. And, you know, he has his own way of doing things. He played in a little bit different era than me. You know, he played a lot earlier, you know, starting in 86. I started in 93. So, I mean, there's a little gap there. But he's a great goalie. It's hard to compare, you know, us to each other much, but it's for me, whenever they mention my name with his name, I'm pretty happy that I've done something good.
So here's what I'm thinking. You play this year in New Jersey, you take the summer, and then by then there will be a team in Quebec City. You sign a free agent deal with the Quebec City, whoever they are, and then you go in and beat the Montreal Canadiens. There'd be no better way to end your career.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
All right. Okay. I'm just thinking about
it. Good thought, though. Like,
let me ask you this, because I know we're keeping you a long time here. There is, with it, you talk about free agency. More and more we're seeing guys here in our city, Jerome Iginla, drafted by Dallas, but he was a Calgary Flame. Now he's in Pittsburgh. Is it a badge of honor for you to have spent your whole career with the New Jersey Devils? I mean, would there ever be a scenario that you'd play for somebody else?
Well, it came pretty close last year when I became a free agent. You know, I talked to a few teams. Our organization had different views for my future. You know, they wanted like 1 year and stuff like that. I wanted 2 years and it took a little while, and we finally agreed on something. But it could have changed. But it's something that, for me, it means a lot. You know, I played with, you know, Ken Danico, and he's a guy that played all his career in the same team, and, you know, everybody calls him Mr. New Jersey, and, you know, and I think you take a lot of pride in being on one spot, and, you know, we're treated really well in New Jersey. Travel is great. You know, I just never felt that a need to change scenery, and I know that we're competitive enough. You know, we've missed the playoffs, you know, three times in the last 20 years or so when I was there, so it's hard to ask for more than that.
Well, and that's the thing for me anyways. The guys that I've played with that have always been on one team, the reason they accept a trade or move on is in the pursuit of that Stanley Cup, and obviously you got to win it right there, so it makes sense just to stay home and continue what you're doing. So
yeah, but, you know, I think it's great that organization are also, you know, if they're, you know, the plans for certain guys are different, you know, and then they let go, you know, especially in the case of Jerome, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for him to do something great, and Calgary got rewarded for it in the trade.
Well, Marty, we appreciate your time, man. Classy as always. Thanks for doing this. And again, we anxiously wait to see what it's going to be. You do have one more year left, and best of luck this coming season. And I'm not counting you out for Sochi. Crazier things have happened, and when you're on the team, we get gold medals. So I like that too.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
Martin Brodeur, one of the greatest of all time, making a lot of time for us here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Good stuff.
Just like I did for you guys.
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring that up. It's 9:18.